Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Everybody knows somebody, maybe yourself, who got divorced or broke up with someone for a good reason. Maybe it was too long coming. Maybe the person was a narcissist or someone who treated you like crap. Whatever it might be. But there are also people listening who broke up with someone or was broken up for by someone or divorced by someone, where in the end, it was a really stupid reason. It sounds petty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Might sure. be big in their mind, but for you. So we have some to share, and you're welcome to share them as well. 1-800-947-3979. Call or text. Any of you get dumped for a reason where you're like, well, that's just stupid, before we move on? Or are you guilty of dumping someone for a dumb reason?
I got dumped because she was cheating on me. That was weird.
Like you confronted her?
Yeah.
And she said, well, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
So she just had the order of operations wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, she made the decision she wanted to make.
Right. It was just weird that I called her out and she broke up with me.
Well, that happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
that's not, that probably didn't feel fair.
It didn't feel great.
I've been dumped before after people have thought I'm doing something that I'm not doing, where they thought I was cheating and accused me. And it was like, I'm not. How do I prove that I'm not doing something, though? And that was kind of weird. It's like, long term, do you feel like that was maybe a mistake? I don't know. I don't talk to them
anymore. That would be weird because you can't, you're right. You can't prove it. I mean, you could say, go through my phone.
Yeah, which I was always the option. Absolutely. But that was weird.
If they really believe it, they'll just say, well, you've hit everything.
It doesn't matter at that
point. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
they're just deeply insecure and that happens. I broke up with a guy because he wore too many graphic t-shirts that were like so stupid.
Now that's what we're talking about.
I called him T-shirt Thomas, and we hung out for a few months, so it wasn't anything serious. But I started telling my friends, I'm like, I wonder what stupid shirt he's going to wear now. And
it become something you couldn't get past?
Yes. And then he'd point it out too, because he wanted you to comment on it. He'd point it out to wait staff or bartenders, and it was like, I can't, this is embarrassing. And he was so smart. He was so smart. And I was like, why do you wear such stupid shirts?
It's one thing to wear them, but it's another thing to point them out so people will ask you about them.
Right.
That's another level.
Yeah, because one is if you're just unaware that people think it's uncool, you go, oh, I don't know, I just wear them. I don't care what people think. Yeah. But if you're wearing them because you want people to notice them, that's a strange thing.
Don't ask me about my shirt.
Ask me about my shirt. It's pretty graphic, right?
He's got two thumbs and needs a beer, this guy.
Yeah. This text from Illinois. When I was younger, I had a boyfriend break up with me because he said he told me to ask for bacon on his pizza, and I did not. He said he could never be with someone who didn't care for him enough.
Oh, yeah.
You're better off.
Been a simple oversight.
He could have just ordered the bacon. I mean, the man always wants the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to ask.
Jeez.
Wow. My buddy divorced his wife because she didn't buy him a Nintendo GameCube at a yard sale. He didn't even know about it till she told him, and then he was so perplexed that she would walk past it and not buy it, he couldn't get over it.
I can't believe a guy that is that into video game systems used at a garage sale landed a woman in the first place.
Right?
That's shocking to me.
One of my exes broke up with me because I got a haircut. I went from the Bieber haircut and got a buzz cut, and the next day got broken up with.
She likes him looking a little more twinky.
I guess so. This one. I had a client who divorced his husband or her husband because her husband chewed wrong and wouldn't fix it.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Okay. I know. I get that. That's a chew with the mouth open. You're loud. You're gross. You're a lip smacker. Because that stuff can be fixed. You can learn to chew with your mouth shut.
They clarify, not loudly, not with his mouth open.
Oh.
Just wrong.
What? Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either then.
But I helped her file her divorce.
Man, they're those loud chewers, though, or people who smack, like you said, hot wings. Mm-hmm. Once I hear it, I cannot unhear it. And it would, if I was on a date with somebody and noticed that in the first couple dates, especially, it would mm-hmm. absolutely ruin it for me. Like, but close your mouth. You sound like a fish.
I think that's one of those things, too, like when you're in the process of breaking up with somebody or after you, where it's just, and another thing. He chewed like a weirdo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like you're thinking of all the reasons that you don't love somebody anymore.
Text from the 860. My girlfriend in high school broke up with me because I made fun of NSYNC too much.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess if you obsessively park on something, I've known people like that where it's like, okay, yeah, we get it. You're beating that horse to death.
Yeah.
Way too much.
A woman I know broke up with her fiance because she didn't like how he picked out vegetables when he went to the store. Like, what was he doing?
Feeling like, them all up
getting
or something?
The ones with, like, the most blemishes on them?
Yeah, was he bad at picking them, or did he just have a weird technique? Like, he came home with produce that was good, but did you not like the way he had to, like, on it or something? Like, I don't even imagine.
No, I bet he just put no thought into it at all. I bet he was just one of those people that walks up and just whichever one is right in the front or on the top just grabs it and doesn't even look at it.
I don't know why. I just feel like he gropes them. Like,
that's what I'm imagining.
Handles them sexually, yeah. And she was like, why are you stroking that eggplant?
Yeah. I mean, he might have brought him home in his underwear.
Yeah, true. Mm.
You don't know.
I just saw something the other day that my wife showed me. When picking out a watermelon, what do you look for to make sure you're getting one that's sweet?
No cracks.
No cracks. That's it.
That's the only thing.
Apparently, you look at a watermelon's butthole, where, and that's what they called it,
where the vine is attached.
Yeah. Looks like a butthole. They said the bigger it is, the more likely it will be sweet.
Oh.
Bigger the butthole, the sweeter the juice.
Is a problem for a watermelon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep that in mind.
The more you know.
This text, I divorced my husband because he bought the wrong kind of coffee for the third time in a row. It doesn't seem like a lot, but we had three kids at home, and he was doing the shopping, and he either didn't care or did it on purpose to spite me.
All right, wow. That seems like a straw that broke the camel's back type
Gotta
thing.
Gotta be, right?
I mean, yeah. I hope so. Because if that's the only reason, then yeah, that's on you at that point.
She said it was the culmination of years of disrespect,
yeah.
Weaponized incompetence, and a refusal to act like an adult, all culminating in him continuing to buy the wrong coffee, even though the first two times I made, admittedly, a big deal about it because I wanted it to stop happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was mm-hmm. the culmination.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend who caught her husband cheating. She caught him by going through his phone, which sucked. You know, you never want to feel that insecure in a relationship, but she found stuff. She was willing to work it out, but then he said that he could sue her for going through her phone or through his phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's, what?
When that's the default.
Yeah.
Not, and, I'm sorry, buddy. You shouldn't have gone through my phone.
Yeah, it wasn't, hey, sorry, you went through my phone and you caught me cheating on you in our marriage. It was, you went through my phone, I'll sue you for that. And so that's why she divorced him.
Good for her.
I was like, that's not a silly reason necessarily, but that certainly was a silly thing to say, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly the wrong way to look at the situation.
If you've made that big of a mistake and she's willing to work with you mm-hmm. and you still fumble, it's not meant to be.
Mm-mm. No, you're in the wrong sport.
This text from Tennessee. My ex-girlfriend bought a dog that she wanted to lay on the bed with her and lounge around. It ended up liking me better because I'm more active. She broke up with me to get her dog's attention back.
So get you out of the house so the dog would pay attention to her.
That would feel like a bummer.
I think you won.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think she did you a big favor. No favor to the dog. Dog's bored as hell. But
right? Yeah, that dog misses that guy so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Dog likes to walk.
Right? Not divorced, but a friend dumped a girl in high school because he dreamed that she had cheated on him. And he knew it was a dream. Now, haven't we all had that moment where you have a dream where your significant other does something and you're like, well, I know mm-hmm. I'm dream mad at them and I can't, it's in there and I got to wait for it to siphon out.
Right.
My wife was annoyed with me this past weekend because she dreamed that on Saturday morning when we woke up, I said, hey, by the way, I invited a lot of friends over. So she woke up Saturday morning and had that dream. Now, I think we all know I'm not doing that ever.
Oh, no.
No, first of all, she's got to be on board. And second of all, even then, I'm going to say, do we need to invite people?
Well, her dream is your nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was also a weird little premonition, though, because it wasn't an invite, but you did invite a stranger into your home.
Oh, you mean the lady that stopped and said, I used to own this house. I did invite her in.
Yeah.
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 I don't think that counts, though.
So her dream was kind of on the right track.
It was.
We got this one on the app. Carrie says, I left a guy because he seriously thought Disturbed saved heavy metal.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And you disagreed with that.
I think if somebody had terrible music taste, I might have to break up with them for sure. Like, if all they listened to ever was super wompy EDM, I don't think I could do that long term.
No, I wouldn't. Or
they only listen to like parody songs or Weird Al or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Do you think I have a couple boys that only want to listen to video game music from games they play? Now they're going to outgrow that, presumably.
Yeah.
But if they don't, that's going to be a real mark against them.
That could be.
Right. Yeah. When they're 9, that's perfectly okay. Mm-hmm. But when they're 32,
TJ in Alabama. Hi. What was the breakup?
Okay, so this guy and I had been dating. Maybe like 2 or 3 weeks, something like that. Well, he invited me over to his house. So I went to his house and he had like his laundry basket out. And I was like, kind of looking in there and I was like, hey, yo, are those like your ex's underwear or something? Because when he had picked them up to fold them, they were like bikini style. Like men's underwear.
Okay.
And I should have thought they were women's forever. And I just kept going like, why are you wearing girls' underwear? And he was like, they're not girls' underwear. And I was like, well, those aren't men's underwear because a man wouldn't wear underwear like that.
So that was it.
Not a real man.
That was the straw that broke the back.
Mm-hmm. I just kept thinking like, that's, I don't know. Like, I'm from the South, and you can't do anything like that without a woman going, like, are you a man?
And also, like, you guys got a lot going on down there, and I just assume that you want a little more freedom than what the space of a pair of bikini underwear would offer.
That'd feel a little constrictive.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would.
I mean, just, like, in my head, I'm just sitting there going, like, that's like 2 coconuts in a hammock. You know, what do you do? That's going to fall out.
It is. Thank you, TJ. Yeah.
I've never tried a banana hammock on, but I don't think I'd like it. I don't think it would.
It doesn't seem comfortable.
It seems uncomfortable, the very concept of it. Like, hey, let's squeeze all this to a part of your body that can sweat a lot.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.